to confound me. I lose my nerve. Your voice, it echoes all around me. I think of you.
Wrapping up that set of music with Everywhere I Go from the Reconciled album. You know what I learned today? Yeah, you learn things every single day. I learned that Jim Kerr of Simple Minds and Peter Gabriel of Peter Gabriel sang backup on that song. I've known the song for years. I just guess I didn't really realize those cats were part of it. Before the call, Splitsville from Baltimore, Maryland, from their new Mobtown album, and Beth Steele. Sunny Day Real Estate. Went back to Diary. If you could tell, I went back, like, for an encore person. If this show makes it to an encore, you won't know what I'm talking about. But for my Friday night, August 8th listeners, apparently CDs, extended life, some of them have a finite date as well. 7 from Sunny Day Real Estate is what you eventually heard. Pool gave us Glum in that set from the late Engagement, and to start off the entire set with the New Pornographers from their debut album, Mass Romantic, with the slow descent into alcoholism. We're getting pretty close to the time when I want to do a thing called the mock. Before I get to anything related to the mock, I want to remind you that on average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness each and every year. That's why it's important to use a food thermometer when you cook. Well, mostly when you cook the meats. That's where it's mostly important, because you need it at the right temperature. Then you have to clean, you separate, cook, chill. Think of those things. Those are the 4 things you really need to do to keep your family safe. Is you have to clean the food, you separate the food, you cook the food, and then you chill the food. For more information, go to foodsafety.gov. This message brought to you by the USDA, the HHS, and the WRCT. Don't forget 8 Miles High, and when you touch down, you'll find it stranger the known... Does that really even make sense? You should ask Nick and Andy, does that even make sense? Literally, 8 miles high, and when you touch down, you'll find that it's stranger than known. Tune in to 8 miles high. Yeah, no. I mean, it's a decent radio show. That's why I'm promoting it. It's just... I think they need to work on their... Well, first, punctuation. They're missing punctuation in this one. Anyway, it's Tuesdays at 9. I should tell you that much, at least. Before we get into the mock, I do want to remind you... Attic Records does support WRCT Pittsburgh. And joins you in supporting the mock. Attic Records... Open 7 days a week, family owned and operated. And guess what? They sell new and used records and CDs. They're family owned and operated. They're located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information, atticrecordstoreinc.com, or you can call them up at 412-821-8484. Oops, sorry, background music. Oh, my background music should not go away, but it should change. It should segue into some Terry Reid. Yeah, how about we do that? Because Terry Reid is going under the mock light. He was 75 years old when he passed away this past week. I myself was like, I'm not sure if I'm familiar with Terry Reid, but as I'm reading articles about him, how he supported the Rolling Stones and he turned down Jimmy Page when Jimmy was still in the Yardbirds for his new band called Led Zeppelin as the vocalist. In fact, I believe it was Terry Reid, 19-year-old Terry Reid, who said, I got this buddy, Bob Plant. I think he'll do a good job. He also turned down Ritchie Blackmore's invitation to join Deep Purple as the vocalist. So I was very intrigued, and I went down a rabbit hole, and I found eight. I got to eight, so I'm doing two sets of four. I found eight Terry Reid covers to make a Terry Reid mock happen. We're starting things off with the Raconteurs. From the Consolers of the Lonely album, it's Terry Reid's Rich Kid Blues. Here on Diva Lamont. Chris Cornell wrapping up the first half of the Terry Reid mock with his version of To Be Treated Right before the Chris Cornell, also in that set of music. Some Cheap Trick. Yeah, that was Cheap Trick from their 1977 debut album, doing Terry Reid's Speak Now or Forever Hold Your Peace. Split Squad in that set of music, doing Tinker Tailor. Split Squad, if you're unfamiliar, Clem Burke, the late Clem Burke of Blondie was in that band. Keith Strang of the Fleshtones. Josh Cantor, who plays with the Baseball Project and is also, I believe, the Boston Red Sox organist. Anyway, so that was a Split Squad doing Tinker Tailor. And then I start off that entire set with the Raconteurs doing the song you hear in the background. Rich Kid Blues. That gets us midway through this Terry Reid mock. Now, what's interesting about Terry Reid was the next song that I'm going to play, there were a slew of covers. John Cougar has covered it. The Hollies have covered it. Crosby, Stills, Nash. And maybe Young. I'm not sure if he was in the band. Yep, and Young. They covered it. Supposedly, he wrote it when he was 14 years old. But in 1973, when Mike Murphy was still on vocals, REO Speedwagon covered it. What song am I talking about? I'm talking about Without Expression. It's a Terry Reid mock. Part two of said rock mock of Terry Reid.
Have you ever ridden horses through a rainstorm? Or led a lion through a busy street bazaar? There are many things I'd love to turn you on to. But somehow people
sound loud, 'cause there's an echo that's insistent. Why don't the phone ring out now? When it does, it brings the question. When it don't, I wonder why. Is there somewhere you can reach me on this dark and lonely night? And I said, ooh, what a fate to rise, yeah. Feel that look in your eyes. You know I've been thinking we'll be bringing that time and place in your mind. You need a lesson to hang on. There's only one more day that I'm gonna be this far away. And I'm sitting here on the phone, running out of things to say. Said it's gonna feel good just to get back home. And now it's gonna feel good just to get back home. Well, I got something I wanna say to you on the hours they'll lose in this flight. There's a beauty about Memphis, though the rain's still pouring down. It's so long I've been waiting for these wheels to hear the ground. And I said, ooh, what a fate to about
Father says no one goes down to the face of some minor boy of mine's gonna be bound to
Boys Don't Cry release. That's Rumor doing Terry Reid's Brave Awakening. Album came out about 2012, I believe it was. The original is from 1976, if you are unfamiliar with that. Before the Rumor, not the Rumor, but before Rumor, because the Rumor is another band, but before this woman who goes by Rumor, Ian Matthews from 1977, actually, from his Hit and Run album. Doing Terry Reid's The Frame. Terry released it in 76. Ian did it in 77. Scott Sherrard in that set as well, doing his version of Faith to Arise from 2018. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Scott Sherrard, he was, for the longest time, actually the lead, I say the longest time, he's only 48 years old. However, he was the lead guitarist and the musical director for the Greg Allman Band, and I think about 4 or 5 years ago, he was announced as a new member of Little Feat as well. But that was, again, Scott Sherrard doing his version of Faith to Arise. REO Speedwagon started off that entire set. The second set from the Riding the Storm Out album, 1973, doing their cover of the song here in the background. Without Expression. Don't be that man. That was a Terry Reid mock. We lost Terry this week, the age of 75. Paying tribute to Terry with my little set of music there. We got about 25 minutes left of this radio program. We're going to keep things a little mellow going into the remainder of the program, I feel. I just feel for a few reasons. I mean, we just got done with the mock. And the mock is a celebration of a person, an artist, someone like that. But unfortunately, the mockster, actually this past week, two people in his life actually passed away. A former coworker of mine who I hadn't worked with in years, but still someone I knew. And then a former classmate of mine, so someone who knew me in my younger days, to the extent that when the Mockster was very first on the radio, Mikey came and joined my show one time because he was DJing dances and I was doing the radio thing, and he came in and hung out with me. Years later, he told me he still had a cassette of that radio show, which I never heard. Speaking of passings, sadly, it was 2 years ago today that we lost Rodriguez, Sixto Rodriguez. Let's play something from Rodriguez, Detroit's own. Crucify Your Mind. It's the Viva La Mock radio program. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. Always appreciate when you listen here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Was it a huntsman or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss? Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the Curious, that makes you James the Weak? And and you claim you got something going, something you call unique. But I seen your self-pity showing as the tears roll down your cheeks. Soon you know I'll leave ya, and I'll never look behind, 'cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. And you assume you got something to offer, secret shiny in you. But how much of you is repetition that you didn't whisper to him too?
From a feather he fixed with a bobby pin. That small price to pay for the privilege of being the Indian. He said, I'll be your friend if you give me a dollar a day. I'll be your friend if you give me a dollar. In the picture she posed on the car hood in lipstick and underpants, the very same evening she was crowned queen of the harvest dance. She said, I'll make you king if you give me a dollar a day. Looks like a girl you remember from summer camp. Reached through your rib cage and tore out your heart with a postage stamp. She said, I. Game.
could say the situation's reversed. And it will not be the last time I'll have to be out by the first.